Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everybody. We're on Blog Talk Radio. We're on Facebook Live. And we are on, let's see, we're about to go over to YouTube. So I hope you like the information that we gave out yesterday. Today is Tuesday, November 10th, 2020, on the Gregorian calendar. And it is 1440 and 1441 on the Moon and the Sun calendar. We're going to go again with some... let's see, the Bach flower remedy seems to be a hit because a lot of people are going through a lot of emotional things and they don't want to let people know what's going on with them. But, you know, in the Moorish community, point blank period, we've always been told that we cannot show weakness or hurt or, you know, a lot of the Moorish boys were told that they couldn't cry because it would make them look like faggots. That's what our grandparents and great-grandparents used to say, or sweet, honey in the tank, whatever. And so, but those things we know are not true, because when you are exposing your organs to negative emotions, your organs pay the price. If you can't process your anger, your liver is going to pay the price, and you may end up with liver cancer, psoriasis of the liver, not taking a drop of alcohol your whole life. And so those things seemingly overtake you. And they do in a way that it's just common sense if you follow traditional Chinese medicine and things like that. And in old school medicine, my grandmother, my grandparents, both sides, they really knew how to help heal. And so... It's in my blood, but that's everybody. Every culture has an indigenous following or development or foundation, except the Europeans. They're not indigenous anywhere on the planet. And so what we're going to do now is go to Bach. Let's go live with YouTube real quick. And so we have to get in front of the emotional part because, like I said yesterday, healing is easy when you're dealing with detoxing, eating right. Those things you can do 1, 2, 3. But the hardest part is to get the mind right, get the emotional body right. The emotional body, the ethereal body, a physical body, all of those bodies have a job to do. And it's easy to put everything on a balance or on a level playing field with each body. But you have to do it with sincerity and you have to do it with honor. Okay, so honor your body. Honor yourself. Because there's not a lot that you can do when you're sick and when you're hurt. And you can be hurt emotionally, you can be hurt physically. But when you're hurt emotionally, there's an underlining sore that you have to get to. And it takes work. There's no one can do this for you. No one can do this for you. There is nothing that you can do to avoid it. Sometimes we wish that people can stand in our stead or a proxy for us. Some things people can, but not everything. Everything cannot be just delegated down. You have to pay the price. And when you're listening to the ancestors, they help you through it. They help you through the crisis. They help you through the victories. And so that's what we have to do. All right. Hi, YouTube people. All right. So let's go to Bach. Remedies.com in U.S. Remedy Chooser. And I'll put the link in the text chat. All right, so in the YouTube text chat, and it is now in Facebook. All right, so I was gone for 6 years with Blog Talk Radio. I hadn't done any media, really. I have 30 years under my belt as a publicist, so I can get press if I want it. I want to talk to the people. This is for the masses. This isn't for any glitz and glamour. So we can do splashy if we want to do splashy, but I'm here for the people right now with this. So yesterday I talked about the pot flower remedy, and what we did was we chose a lot of the emotional struggles and issues and things like that that the people may be going through, and it was just an example to show you why these things are so important. Because you can be Mr. Universe as far as your body is repping what the temple should look like, but in your mind you're afraid of women. And you want them to beat you at night. And that's not a hypothetical. That is an actual struggle that one of my clients dealt with. Very powerful man on TV today. And so he looked good on the outside, but he was a mess on the inside. And that's how we are. We put the masks on, no pun intended. We put the facade on, and a lot of people don't know what we're going through. I remember listening to a cassette tape years ago. I don't even remember who the author was of whatever it was I was listening to. But I do remember that he said, you don't know what people are going through. You just don't know. Everybody has a tough face, you know, smile, plastered. And when I was traveling with the governor of Texas as a travel aide, she would just pop right into place. She would just go and she would just pop into a photograph if she needed to pop into a photograph. And when she was ready to take that photograph, I remember one time she was eating popcorn. And some people grabbed her and said, Ann, come take the picture. So she had the popcorn in her mouth. She was chomping. And when he said, counted down to 3, 2, 1, the photographer waited for a second. She stopped, she smiled, and then she went back to her eating. So we have to be ready for anything, and we have to realize that whenever it is coming to a place where you can't perform or you can't act with the facade anymore, there's going to be a breaking point and someone beside you is going to pay the price. And I know that we can't really mess with domestic violence because I'm a two-time survivor. Some people in those relationships after me did not make it. Some, you know, there's a girl that was dealing with one of my exes, and she nor the baby made it out alive. And that was after me being left for dead. And so you have to just take whatever it is that you're supposed to be doing get into your assignment, get into your status, get into spiritual alignment, and everything will be not roses, but everything will be manageable. And some things will be more easily manageable than others, because what you're going to do is you're going to rely on past times when you missed the mark. That was so you could remember, and then when the cycle comes back again, you won't have to repeat the same things. And then you also become a mentor, if you're not selfish, to other people that are going along that way, and you're shortening the path for them. If you went through a pitfall regarding something and there are people assigned to you that are on their way to that, you can't tell someone what to do, but you can make suggestions. And I remember watching TV one time, and this little boy and his badass brothers were playing at the house with their parents gone. And one of the guys said, one of the little boys said, I think we should light the water heater because the hot water is not working. And then the other little boy said, I don't think we should do that. So if you know, people don't want advice. Sometimes people don't want advice. And so one of the things that you can do is offer in a card. Give somebody a card. If you see someone struggling and they're not prone to listen, at least you have that off your chest, because you say, if somebody messes up and you went through that thing and you didn't help or suggest or anything like that, you might feel guilty for a while if something tragic or traumatic happens to that person. So what you can do is write it in a card, say, this is just a suggestion, or I know that you're going through, you may be looking for answers or whatever. Or send them an email with roses attached or a teddy bear or something, so they won't think that you're trying to judge them, but you're actually trying to help. All right? Okay. Bach flower remedies. We're going to go through another little test. I'm struggling with decisions is the first group. So are you dealing with resignation? You don't care about deciding. Indecisiveness about your future. Letting go of loved ones, being possessive and overly protective of them, making the decision between two things, procrastination, just the thought of doing a task is too much, not trusting your own judgment, often seeking advice from others. Okay, so let's pick something that we haven't picked. Let's say resignation, you don't care about deciding. You just don't care. You just want to let nature take its course. Habits is for selecting from breaking a habit and experiencing change, experiencing setbacks, suppressing inner struggles with food, alcohol, drugs, making the same mistakes over and over. Okay, let's pick making the same mistakes over and over, because I think the other three we picked earlier in this week. Work or school, concentration, daydreaming, 7 to pick from this section, feeling slighted and or resentful, all your responsibilities is overwhelming, lack of confidence, direction on your future path or vocation, feeling intolerant and critical towards others, dominating and being inflexible. Okay, so let's pick one of those. Let's see. Feeling intolerant and critical towards others. All right, and if you want to know what these are individually, just when you go to the site, you can just click on all 38 of the essences, and it tells you what each is about and what it helps with. They have for animals. I know a lot of people who breed thoroughbred horses. They use these to get that temperament right. We use the animal one on my friend's dog. He used to be very mean. And after the dog bit someone that we know, we gave the dog the drops, and the dog chilled. All right. So don't, and these, I think children as early as, well, I know a 9-year-old that took them. So it, pretty early, you just check with the site and it tells you everything. They have children's versions of these essences. Okay. All right. So anger, jealousy, suspicion for the relationship 1 through 6. Listening, you would rather talk about yourself. You have a struggle with listening. You would rather talk about yourself. Being overly concerned about a loved one, always pleasing others, putting everybody else before yourself, connecting with others while preferring to be alone, breaking a pattern of making the same mistakes with your partner. Okay. Let's see which one we did not pick. I don't know if we picked listening. Let's see. Okay, we picked listening. Okay. Right. Self-image, sleeping, coping. Let's just go with what we picked so far. You don't have to have every single one of these issues going on. It could be just one minor thing. Okay, so we selected four. They selected four remedies for the things that we've said so far. And drum roll, please. What is going to get you back on track? Okay, the four that they picked, beach, B-E-E-C-H. Live and let live. The Bach remedy beach encourages the positive potential to see the good in others despite imperfections, to release rigid attitudes, and build a sense of compassion. Ideal when meeting with people you know who get under your skin, maintain a sense of tolerance, make allowances, and strengthen your relationships. Okay, beach. The next one is chestnut bud. Live the day. Learn from the mistakes. The Bach remedy chestnut bud encourages the positive potential to learn from past mistakes, gain knowledge and wisdom to move forward in life. For those who wish to stop making the same mistake over and over, brings insight to your everyday and helps you learn from past difficulties. Learn from the difficulties, and so you won't repeat that pattern. But if you are in the same environment, the same mindset that you were 15 years ago when you went through this first pattern, because everything is a pattern, everything repeats itself. There's nothing new under the sun. So when you come back to this juncture, you may not have changed anything. And it would be a shame to go through the same mistakes, the same difficulties, because your mind was colluded with or calcified with dairy, meat, all the inflammation that comes from that stuff. And you have to repeat the same thing over and over. You don't have to repeat the cycle. Once you learn and you grow and you pass the test, you move up to the next level, all right? So chestnut bud would be just a precaution that you did learn from your mistakes, because these essences work on the body, and especially the emotion, the mindset. And so there's nothing magic here, but if you do the detoxing and all that stuff and your calcification is gone, you have clear thinking, you're a critical thinker, and you still don't have the wherewithal to say, now I went through this before, am I going to go through this again? Or, you know, I have the remedy to get out of this situation. Learn from your mistakes. This is just a temporary crutch. And what happens is you go on it, you get in the rhythm of it, you get in the flow, things are cleared out, and then you continue on. And your medicine is your food, and your food is your medicine. All right, no one should be on any herbs or any medication for the rest of their life. No one. All right. So the next one is, and the I must tell you that these tinctures are made with brandy. So if you are struggling with alcohol, you can switch over to the children's version of these same herbs, and all of them have, all 38 essences are duplicated just without the tincture of the brandy, which is how, you know, a lot of people make tinctures with the spirits, right? Heather is the third one. Reach out to others. Emphasize and listen. The Bach Remedy Heather encourages the positive potential to be heard, assisting you in developing a voice without appearing needy. Having conversations that are two-way and genuine is a vital part of open communication. And the last one is Wild Rose. Live the day. Show enthusiasm. The Bach Remedy Wild Rose encourages the positive potential for enthusiasm and a lively interest in life. Reignite your passion for life and find enthusiasm for the world in general, work, and those you care about. Take initiative and make some changes. A Wild Rose will help you get some enthusiasm, so you can show some enthusiasm, and people won't think that you're just not pleasant to be around. Okay, and so let's see, what else are we going to talk about today? Let's look at our blog talk time countdown. Oh, are we done? No. We have 4 minutes left for blog talk. Okay. All right, so Thanksgiving, vegan Thanksgiving ideas. All right, so I picked the website, and they have on their website, I don't even want to say the title. I don't mind giving props, but it's just what they name themselves. I just don't agree with that, and I don't want to call anybody that. But let's just look and see what they have here. They have a challenge, no white foods challenge. That's a good place to start, because everything can be substituted. Every white flour, you can substitute it for a grain flour, chickpea flour, coconut flour. Plant-based flours will help you. I mean, you can eat all the biscuits you want if you make a plant-based flour with it. But you shouldn't overdo just because it's vegan or a grain. But you can eat, I would say, twice as much as you want to, changing from white to to natural, to raw. Everything that is organic, truly raw and organic, has a color. And I was thinking about cauliflower, but that's a hybrid. And no one of melanated foundations should be messing with broccoli or cauliflower. Broccoli will cause your kidneys to fail because it's too much nitrogen. We are made with carbon. Melanated people are made with carbon and copper. Okay? We don't have any nitrogen in our makeup, in our being. We're the creators, and we created with nitrogen, so we should not be eating anything with nitrogen. Okay? Look up foods with nitrogen and just throw them in the trash. Don't say, I'm just going to eat it up. No, just throw it in the trash, because once your mind knows that it's bad for you, the whole makeup, that's how you operate through this, your dome, your kingdom. Okay, so once your kingdom, your dome switches back and says, oh yeah, you can't just eat all and then just, now you know. You're going to really go through something if you know something is bad for you and you eat it anyway. Your body is going to tell you to get out of here, right? So let's look at some vegan Thanksgiving entrees. I do not mess with seitan, S-E-I-T-A-N. Some very schooled vegans do, but it's not for me. I don't, I'm allergic to wheat, so there's nothing that I can have in the wheat family. All right. Now, I don't mess with tofu or soy because it's not food. Acorns are very hard on the colon because it's not for you, it's for the squirrels, not grass. Potatoes. I know people want potatoes, but it's not a plant-based vegan ingredient or recipe. But you can, if you're going to insist on having potatoes, I would get the blue potatoes if you can find them. If you can't find the blue potatoes, get the blue, red, and green. I mean, blue, red, and potatoes. They come in the fingerlings and they come in the rounds, the small rounds. And so you can use those, but just make sure you detox yourself after this Thanksgiving, because if you're transitioning and you're switching back and forth, once you get enough of the good stuff in your body, it's going to start rejecting the bad stuff. Okay? All right. But I already told you about my coleslaw. You can do a lasagna with the brown rice noodles, and you get you a substitute meat, or do an all-vegetable lasagna. That means that you'll just get some collard greens, chard, whatever you like, and just put it in the food processor. And then you're just going to mix that with the tomato sauce and all the seasonings and the herbs that you like. And you're going to layer and the noodles and whatever vegan cheese that you have or non-dairy cheese. And then just keep layering it and then put it in the oven, cook it down. Cook the noodles first. Don't buy those noodles that say don't. Well, I won't tell you not to buy them. You can buy them if you want, but I don't use them. The ones that say don't cook it, put it in hard. I always like to make sure that my noodles are nice and soft, but not too mushy. All right. So Blog Talk Radio, we're signing off from you, and we'll see you tomorrow, and we'll continue a little bit more with YouTube and Facebook. YouTube, let's see. Yep, we're still going. Okay. Oh, look who's in the text chat. Acosta Valeria, the demons they're fighting. Wow. Maria Ling, what about maca flour? Hey, Maria. Let me tell you all about Maria. Maria and I are both Aquarius, and we grew up together. Maria was Miss St. Judge High in 1977, and I was Miss St. Judge High in 1982. I used to go over, all of us used to go, we grew up in a real small town, and all of our, I mean, we were together all the time. We walked everywhere. We used to walk to school together. It would be like 30 deep. We would ride our bikes together, and Maria was the person that taught me how to drive. She let me drive her 5-speed blue, sky blue Pinto. And I learned how to drive on a stick shift, and her head would just go like this, and she just was so patient. And she's been my friend for over 40 years. Yeah. So thank you for coming to support, Maria. All right. Maca flour. Ooh, now, you know, maca. Maca is for... Maria, I'm suggesting maca flour. Maca is the powder, the herb for the sex drive. And let me tell you something, maca, if you are, and I'm not embarrassed to talk about these things because most men clients, they come for that reason. The number one and number two thing that men have issues with, they don't care if their liver is failing. They just want their sex drive back, and they want to have their hair go back to the natural. Okay? So maca is one of the top five herbs for getting your sex drive back. So if you're going to use maca flower, just make sure the kids don't have none of that because it works. One time I had to make a concoction for a client. I was in New York. This was about maybe 6 years ago. He wanted to get his drive back. And so I mixed everything, but I forgot to put on gloves. So I'm jumping on this train going down to Wall Street, I think it was, to take him his powder for his smoothie. And all of a sudden, I started getting warm. Like, what is going on? And I said, I'm not going through no hot flashes or anything like that. And so I remembered that I had handled the maca just through the pores of my skin. It started to work. All right. So maca is a good flower. And but just make sure that the kids don't lick the bowl because you'll have a problem with them. Okay. All right. So Maria, tell us some, I kind of convinced you a little bit to go vegan. Some, you and Savija, happy birthday, Miss Scorpio. You guys got to taste some of my food. Can you put in the text chat some of the things that you liked that I made that was a vegan version? And we'll talk about that. And if Acosta, are you planning to transition or are you already a vegan? Let me know in the text chat because if you have some vegan ideas for Thanksgiving, we'll share them with everybody. Oh my God, the village is listening. Oh my God. Oh my God. Peace and blessings, peace and blessings, peace and blessings. I hope everybody is doing well. The African Village in Beaufort, South Carolina is the only place on the planet where Congress approved them being named Africa. And it's their 50th anniversary this year, this December, I think. And they have blessed me so much to learn about the different deities like Shango. You know, if you get into a predicament and you want to talk, get out of somebody's face who's warring with you, call Shango. And that deity will show up and show out for you. I love you, priestess. I love all of you. Your Majesty, if you're listening, hello, Islam. I sent a message to you guys, but I didn't follow through, but I'll be calling you guys. Love y'all. Okay. So the Bossar remedies are to get you through the emotional balance, and then we're going to talk a little bit about Thanksgiving ideas. Okay. Acosta says she's still vegetarian, striving to be. Okay. So that means that you're still using dairy, Acosta? And while she's typing in the text chat, so Maria, we even catered an event at the village, and we made lasagna. We made lasagna. We made the purple coleslaw. We made what else did we make? We had the sorrel, the hibiscus tea made with the cane sugar. I can't remember what else we made, but we sold out everything. We had a good time, and I miss y'all. I'll see y'all soon. All right. Let's see. All right. So if you are having a struggle with dairy, some of the things that you can take now are the hemp milk. I'm going to put in the text chat what brand I use. And it's not a slight for any other brand. It's just something that I can give a testimony for. Okay. It comes in chocolate, vanilla, unflavored. And one of the things that I help little kids with who have asthma and a lot of inflammation in the body, even babies, You give them the hemp milk, now, not a baby under a year old, but instead of giving them Yoo-hoo, give them the chocolate hemp milk, and they will cough up or poop out softened inflammation. It will come out like jelly in the poop if they're, you know, toddlers in the diaper. And they might throw it up. And you want, in Philly, we had some children that were drinking it, and they had asthma problems, and they just coughed up a big ball of mucus. And then after that, no more problems. It's just one thing, hemp milk, all right? She says, no, almond milk only, just still may intake eggs. Okay, so do the research on almonds, because they have like a drop on the pin head of arsenic, I think, or one of the other poisons. So drinking or eating a lot of almonds is not good for us. And with the egg situation, I fully understand. But can I give you a suggestion of what to do? There is they have the chickpeas. I don't use the cans. I use the cartons, the box. And if you take the water or the juice off of the chickpeas, just get the can that says no BPA lining. If you take the chickpea water, and you can use that as an egg substitute. So like, for instance, I was experimenting the other day and I was making pancakes. I was making vegetable pancakes. And so I had my chickpea flour. I had some coconut milk. And I took what they call the water off of the chickpeas is aquafaba, A-Q-U-A-F-A-B-A, either B-A or V-A, aquafaba, fava, one of those. And so I put some of that instead of putting the egg, and it still rolls like a cake. You can actually, if you're making a lemon meringue pie, for instance, you can use the aquafaba for the meringue. It's the same consistency for eggs, and it won't clog up your arteries like eggs do. Eggs and shrimp and lobster, those things, they're so fat, they clog up your arteries, and, you know, you might have heart palpitations if you eat that stuff all the time without doing a detox. Now, I'm going to put in the text chat, MAG-07 is a colon cleanser that you can use. You can get it online, and it will make you go to the bathroom within 12 hours. If you're constipated, a lot of times people get constipated by eating a lot of cheese and all the other stuff. If you take MAG-07 for 5 days, take it when you're laying down to go to sleep, not walking around, not reading the paper, not watching TV. You have to be lateral, okay? When you're laying down, all that, it's just two ingredients, rice bran and brown rice bran and magnesium. So while you're asleep, it's going. And when you wake up, you're going to probably eliminate 4 to 6 times if you have a lot of stuff. And your first poop is going to be black because it goes all the way up to the colon, which is 6 feet long, and gets that old stuff out. So you might smell stuff in your first poop after MAG-07. You say, in God's grace, what in God's creation am I smelling? Because it's old stuff, especially if you've never had a detox before. And so the first day when I was doing my detox about 13 years ago, the first day I took MAG-07, I dropped 8 pounds. I tell you no lies. And that is the only reason why I kept with the whole regimen, because I was running to the scale every day. That's the only reason. It's not because I had strong willpower, or, you know, I felt enlightened, I felt led by God. No, that scale was the thing that got me there every single morning and helped me to just to see, you know, going through the list, no flour, no sugar, no corn, no wheat, no raisins, no fried foods, just doing that and taking the supplements. I was taking a lot more supplements, but the MAGO 7 was the one that, you know, made me a believer. Not a believer, but made me a knower. I knew because I saw before and after. All right. Okay. Can children take MAGO 7? I would not advise children to take MAGO 7, but what you can do is you can give them brown rice pasta. Make their spaghetti, their lasagna, their macaroni out of brown rice pasta, and that's half of the ingredient in the MAGO 7 is the brown rice pasta, I mean the brown rice flour. So and that will keep them regular. If you have babies that are constipated, you take, like, for instance, if this was my foot and this was my the bone inside my foot, the ankle bone inside the foot, you just take a little bit of oil and then you rub around clockwise around the ankle on the inside of that bone for about 5 minutes, and that baby is going to start moving the bowels, because that in reflexology on the foot is the place where the bowels live. All right. And so I would recommend that. It's a more natural way. And they will go to the bathroom if you use the brown rice pasta. I have a slide that I did for a school for homeschoolers. Let me just go there and put that in a text chat too. And if you're on YouTube, just go over to Facebook and get these things that I'm putting in a text chat for Facebook. Let's go to Google Drive. All right, let's see. I put it in the text chat earlier this week or last week too, so if you already have this, it's the same one too. It's a PowerPoint presentation, and it's a list of herbs for children that you can make for them teas. It could be iced tea or lukewarm tea. Don't give them any hot tea, of course. But this helps with a lot of things. I put in the presentation two or three herbs for different conditions. Okay. All right, let's go here. Homeschool. I don't know if you have to have Google Drive for this. It's just a PowerPoint presentation. Maria, do you know if a person has to have Google Drive to watch this slide? You're more advanced than me with the computer at all. And Acosta said, I've done prune juice and senna tea over the years. Yes, senna is no joke. Senna pods and the leaf together. You got a lot of results with that. Did you go to the bathroom more than one day with the first day of just taking that and not having to repeat it? Or is that something that you do for a few days, Acosta? Let me know. Okay. The presentation has, I think, 13 slides. 11. So Mercury has left being retrograde on the 3rd, but I think 7 days before and after, you can still feel the effects. Okay. And then, you know, some people are deep frying turkeys. That's a new tradition. So you don't have to necessarily go with tradition. Just go with what your family likes. And, you know, just try to do some vegan stuff, and then you're coming to the end of the Gregorian calendar. And then after that, the New Year's resolutions come for the Gregorian New Year. And so everybody's going to try to lose weight at the end of the year or the beginning of their year. And this is a good time to start. Okay. All right. Somehow, Blog Talk is still on, but I'm not complaining. All right, so I'm going to put this. Nope. Cancel. Almost disconnected. Facebook. All right, so there's the Google Docs presentation. Cancel. All right. So there's a Google Doc presentation in the text chat. Just click on that and see. All right, so I'll just go through this slide to give you some ideas about Thanksgiving ideas. You know, you may want burgers, you may do a cookout. I remember when I lived in Texas in the military, it was so warm Christmas time. We were in shorts and we would cook out. It was heaven. All right, so on this slide, we have Hillary's hemp and greens burgers. We have falafels. You can make them at home. Tropical Treasure. I grew up in the South. Duke's Barbecue. Pulled pork with the hash and the rice. The gravy, I mean the barbecue sauce. The coleslaw, the banana pudding. Come on, somebody. Hush, puppies. But there is a vegan substitute just like that. The jackfruit tastes like barbecue. You just season it with the same stuff that you used with the barbecue. Pulled pork does not come flavored in barbecue when you get it out of the pig. So use the same ingredients you do to flavor the pork. But instead, use the jackfruit. You might want to dry it out a little bit so it can be a little tough if you want that consistency. And then you have to also check the seasoning salts, too, because sometimes, like Lawry's, have sugar in their seasoning salts, which makes no sense. Okay. Okay, Acosta says that she's done Senna just for one day and only two times a year. I release about four times. Yes. Our grandparents used to do that too. They used to chase us every quarter, every season. They would chase us around with the black draught, the 666, the quinine, and we didn't miss school. We didn't cough up stuff. We didn't have any of that stuff going on. Thank you to the ancestors for helping us in that way. And so when we begin to understand that you have to go back to your original self, you have to use original parts and products, like going outside and get your tree. Plant your trees, plant your fruit trees, plant your garden. You can have a garden inside. If you don't have land outside, you can have a garden on the inside. Just get the boxes and put the dirt in and make sure you have light, natural light by the window, and grow your own food, and then you'll know what is it exactly in your food. And your body will start to change too. Your body will start to agree with what you're eating and show you in many ways. Some people tell me when I take them on as a client that they don't know what it's like to get up every day with no pain. And that's horrible to me, that you can't get up one day without pain or go months or years without any pain. All right? And so that's why we're here. We're here to help you get to your original self, to make sure that everything is in line with your temple. And it's the only way to go. It's the only way to go. There's no other way to live healthy for a long time without eating right. Because this is just something, I always think about a juicer. When you put, like if you put a cucumber in, you don't have to skin the cucumber. The skin will come off. It's just going to get the juice. So our body is just a deposit for nutrition for the organs to be blessed. There are certain things that your lungs love, but they can't get it from you because you're at Popeyes or, you know, the other places that have no nutritional value at all. And it's causing your body to hurt. And I think this is a time where you don't have any excuses, because a lot of times people say, I work, you know, two jobs, or I work a job and I have to be there and my kids are at home and, you know, I fix them what I can and they microwave it. But now 80% of the people are home, working from home, if not more. So you can take a crock pot and you can take your favorite vegetables, put quinoa, rice, potatoes, whatever it is you like, and try to go for a while, at least a week, without eating meat or dairy. Just those two things. And then you maybe get some MAGO7 and, you know, do a detox. Every home should have a foot detox machine, and every home should have a scanner, because the doctors have them at their homes, because I help them get them. The doctors don't go to the doctors. They find natural ways to get healed. I've never seen a doctor in a hospital bed. They pass away, but not in their own hospitals. Okay? All right. So we have, I'm just going to close at noon. And if you have any other questions, you can let me know in the text chat. I'm trying to think of any other things that will help with the transition. So try the hemp milk, Acosta, and try the chickpeas. Now, have you ever had chickpeas before, Acosta? Because that's what falafels are made out of, and it's a staple in the vegan plant-based world. And where do you domicile? Where is your territory, Acosta? Are you in the States? Because you should be around a lot of farmers markets too. They have the good stuff, and the small farmer hopefully they're not using Monsanto's Roundup, which causes cancer. And if you don't believe me, do your research. They have so many lawsuits, I'm surprised they're not in jail against them for killing people. I had a client in Somerville, South Carolina, who was using Roundup, and he had liver cancer. I did a foot detox on him, and his water was ink black in 20 seconds. But that was his job, and he didn't want to stop using it, so... Once you've shown someone the way to freedom, you've opened the door for them, it's up to them to take them across, to walk across the threshold. You've done your job. They know there's a better way. They've been praying, Lord, give me relief. Help me, Lord, whatever. And so from there, you open the door for them. Remember, the Bible says if you're a Christian, ye are gods. But the Muslims already knew that. So I don't know if it's in the Torah or the Quran, but you are gods, more as I'm talking to you. Okay? So everything that has been shown on the earth by any of the prophets that made their appearance, they came to show you that you will do greater works. Okay. All right. Acosta says garbanzo beans she loves. So make sure you get them. If you can get them in the box, or if you have to get them in a can, get the BPA the non-BPA lining cans. And so just save the liquid. You can put it in a container. And then whenever your recipe calls for eggs, just Google substituting eggs for aquafaba. I think it's F-A-V-A. And then it'll tell you if you need two eggs, it'll tell you 2/3 cups of aquafaba. And I promise you it still has the same consistency. All right, so we're going to close today. Hopefully you've learned something. I hope that I've been instrumental in getting the information to you. And things will go more effortlessly for you. And we'll see you tomorrow. If I feel like coming online, I will come. But if I don't, I'll still be on Blog Talk Radio. Is Maria, are you still here? You guys are still there? All right. So you have, Acosta, do you have the slide that I put in the text chat? Bye, YouTube. Okay, I think I just pressed enter, so it's just making its way. Okay, it just got there. So there you go, Acosta. Just look at that. Try to get some ideas. All right. Okay, so it's there now. Can you see it? It just